You guys forgot to bring your favorite thing in the red box. So next. Four and the 8 o'clock left their favorite thing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're sure? This is their favorite thing. What is this?
Markers.
Markers. So let's figure out how we can use markers about the Trinity. You ready? You ever heard? It's the Trinity. I feel the same way. What's the Trinity? Do you have any idea? We say it all the time. I'll say, in the name of the... In the name of... What?
Nine.
Okay, that's close. It was, and... No, it's the...
Father,
Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, that's just one of the ways we talk about God, but it's not always the best way, I think, sometimes. Just we've been talking about God way a long time. So I thought, you know, let's take a look here and see what we can do. So we call God the Father. Well, that's one way to maybe think about God. So let's see here. Let's see if we can do this here. You know, this will sound really good on when they play it later on YouTube. What's he doing while he's humming? I'm not really sure. So I thought, well, I should draw the Father, right? So this must be what God looks like. Is that what God looks like? Looks a little bit like Randy, actually. Yeah. So, if maybe this isn't exactly what God looks like, maybe Father isn't really the best way to, the only way we can think about God, right? Picture, this surely isn't. If this is what God looks like, probably people are going to stop coming to church. Right? So this maybe doesn't look that much like God. So maybe we could think of some other ways to think about God other than just Father. Maybe what's one of the things that God did? In the beginning, God
created
everything. Well, that's one way we could think about God. Yeah, so maybe creator. And so maybe Father isn't always the best word, but it's one word. But we've got to make sure we understand that just because we say God is Father doesn't really... kind of mean anything. So what's the second person of the Trinity? Let's see, we got God the Father, God the
Son.
God the Son. Okay. I'm pretty sure I know what the Son looks like. You ready? Okay, here we go. This is the Son. Okay, wait a sec now. Let's see. What did Jesus do for a living?
He talked about God.
He didn't make any money talking about God, trust me. Matter of fact, they killed him for it. He was probably following in his father's footsteps. What did he, remember what his dad did?
Created us.
That's good. I asked her what his dad did, and she said, created us. I was actually thinking Joseph, his other dad. See, you didn't even know who I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Poor Joseph! He gets so off. Okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. He was a carpenter. So Jesus is going to have a saw. Okay. So I'm sure this is what Jesus looked like, right? Little German hat, a saw, big buttons. This is God the Father. This is God the Son, right? Well, yeah, so maybe Son. I mean, that's a really little better for us, right, to think about God the Son, because we sort of know who Jesus was, born of Mary, right? And Joseph had absolutely nothing to do with it. And all of that stuff, right? So God the Father, God the Son, but the easiest one of all. What's the third person of the Trinity? Mary. Catholicism, that's true. No, not so much. God the Spirit. If you're old like me, it was God the Holy Ghost. I loved it. That was so cool. So I was thinking about the Holy Ghost, and I thought that's the easiest one of all to draw. Absolutely, right? God the Holy Ghost. You ready? Oh, I can't. If I mark the article, somebody will yell at me, so I didn't do that. No, I later. This, are you ready? Wait, I missed a part. That's the Holy Spirit. Can you believe it? It's wild. The Holy Spirit is crazy and moving all around. It's wind and fire and... It's all of that. That's... We heard about the Holy Spirit last week. It was so exciting. So we have... But maybe that's not what the Holy Spirit looks like either. It's kind of like that. It has all of that. It's wind and it moves and God is with us in her. But I think in the end, the Trinity is really about this. Who reads here? You read. All of this, this Father and Son and Holy Spirit are really all about how God loves us. So that's the Holy Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all of that stuff really is about how God loves all of you. Let's pray. Ready? Now don't forget your red box next week. Bring something cool. Come, Lord Jesus. Be our bread, guest. I thought you said death. And let these gifts to us be... to your places. Good job. Can you help me with those?